Good morning. A Monday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, the Oscars were held last night, and the award ceremony, by many, seen as sort of, well, fluff in terms of what's going on in the world. But there was controversy this year over diversity at the Oscars. And we see that Chris Rock, an African-American comedian, was the host of the Oscars, and as the Times puts it, was the host the Oscars needed this year.
Well, look, there is no question that there is racism in America, that the color of one's skin means a great deal. But there's also a push, and there will always be a push, by those who fight against racism. And it's their job to raise these issues, however uncomfortable they may be with an awful lot of white people. So what happens is that the Academy has been seen for a long, long time as being a progressive place. So they sort of end up having to justify the fact that there were no African-American nominees on the one hand, and also to fight racism. So they get Chris Rock and they get a lot of presenters and they make fun of themselves. But in the end, it's very positive in that it raises awareness of what some of the problems of skin pigmentation in this country can lead to. But what I really liked about the Oscars was that, as usual, the Oscar voters are aware of important social issues that need to be attended to. And one of these, of course, was Spotlight, concerning predators in the Catholic Church who were so intent on destroying the lives of children, whether they saw it that way or not. And I love that picture. I thought it was great and thought it showed journalism at its very best. And I also thought that the voters picked up on what has become a worldwide tragedy.
Now to Hillary Clinton in the South Carolina primary, Alan.
Well, she won big. She won big among African-American voters. And as a result of that, there is a sort of roadmap as to what may happen in the rest of the South. Bernie Sanders, I saw him on television yesterday, announced that they really lost badly. One thing about Bernie Sanders is he tries to tell the truth. If, in fact, this continues and the southern states go as a block for Hillary Clinton, I think then Bernie Sanders' candidacy will be seriously hurt. Remember that Bernie Sanders took this on not because of a need to be president of the United States only, but also because he really thought that by injecting these issues, the issues that he's talking about, wealth and everything else, into the campaign, he will have made his contribution. And I think no matter what happens, he has done that.
Now to the Republican side. We saw over the weekend an endorsement of Trump by former presidential candidate, current governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie.
Well, of course, this was a great shock to many people. You know, the Republican establishment hates the Trump candidacy, and they'll do almost anything to stop it. And here comes Christie, and he endorses his fellow bombast, Trump. These are two guys with similar personalities. It has been described as a protest against some of the people who were up on the stage with Christie, who he was very angry at, and this is one way of sort of getting back at them. But of course, when a regular Republican of the stature of Chris Christie endorses a Trump, it means a great deal to people who follow the governor in terms of what he has done in New Jersey and what he wants to achieve.
Certainly a follow-up story in the Times about the, quote, desperate mission of the party, the establishment Republicans, to stop Trump.
Well, their big coalition now seems to be coming around Marco Rubio. And Rubio's presentations on the television and other places have been shown to be a reasonable, younger, attractive man. Nevertheless, he has not caught on the way that he ought to in order to be president. And as a result, Trump remains in the lead. To many people, Trump is a grotesque sort of parody of contemporary politics. But whether that's true or not, he's still beating the pants off the other guys.